Hey everyone, welcome to episode 25 of Let's Chat. This week I sit down to talk with my really good friend Osa regarding Kevin Samuels, high value men, and his problematic statements against women. So if you're interested in listening to this episode, stay tuned. So I have my friend, really good friend, Osa, back on my podcast again. You guys really enjoyed him when we were talking about dating with kids, and he's back again to discuss the highly controversial Kevin Samuels. Osa, how are you doing?
I'm good, Jennifer. You know, I'm happy to be back. I love the Let's Chat podcast, and let's get into it.
Yes, we need to, because Kevin Samuels has been blowing up the YouTube space, the internet space for a very long time on some of his very harsh critique against Black women in particular and women in general. So I kind of want to get a male perspective from this because, you know, I have a lot to say. And surprisingly, I don't necessarily disagree with him. But I would like to hear, you know, your thoughts on him as a person. So, Osa, what do you think of Kevin Samuels? Do you think he's legit in what he's saying?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, generally, you know, before he went viral, you know, I was already watching him and I was just
like, really?
Yeah, I was watching him for a little while. So, I mean, I was like, oh, yeah, he makes a lot of sense. And his approach to me is very just holistic. And I connect to a lot of what he says because even though he's not talking to me or about me, you know, he still, I think him and I both come from the same perspective where we're seeing a lot of beautiful, you know, beautiful, strong, intelligent, smart women who aren't having success in relationships. And so, you know, he's just coming from a holistic approach. And I mean, he's not taking no crap. He's a man that stands up for himself, which we don't like to see. We don't really like to see any Black man who stands up for himself already. So I like that he does that. He demands respect and he gives respect where it's due. But I mean, if you come at him sideways, you know, he's not going for that. So personally, I think he's great.
No. Okay. So, I mean, you said quite a few things there. I think his delivery is off at times. Yeah. And I do, because sometimes I feel like he crafts a certain question to continue the narrative and the point that he's trying to make without allowing any exceptions. Now, granted, I understand when you're trying to make a point, right? You're not going to try to weave in the exceptions, but that's life. Life requires an exception. Not everything is so black and white in which he makes it. There are levels and exceptions, and sometimes he doesn't enter into that space because I get it, the semantics of it all, but his delivery sometimes, especially when he's trying to drill a point in, I feel it's a bit, as a woman, I don't like it. It's really off-putting. I might agree with what he's saying, but I just don't really necessarily agree with the delivery. And I think that level of delivery, as much as I feel like for some women it's needed, I think that feeds very much into his male demographic, especially the male demographic that are very, you know, what's the terminology? Agos, like, you know, they're very much, you know, women are, you know, a problem, you know, women are, you know, expecting so much from us. And I feel like sometimes he feeds into that without, you know, saying that he does.
Yeah.
But
okay. I mean, yeah, here's the thing. I get it that it's not comfortable to hear what he has to say, but how often have we heard, like, look, the truth ain't always comfortable. And so the most important thing to me is that he's speaking the truth. And one thing that a lot of people don't realize is he's not really feeding into anything. Like, women call his show voluntarily. It's not like he's calling them. Like, they're calling into the show.
Yeah.
And he'll do a whole, you know, his shows be like 2 hours, 3 hours. He'll do a whole show talking about particular traits. You know, the other thing, too, is that he doesn't speak in absolutes as if it may seem. He's speaking. He's speaking in generalities. Yes, there are exceptions, and he'll admit it. You know, I've heard women call in the show and like they want to brag and be the exception, but it's like, all right, you're the exception. That's not, they're speaking in generalities. Again, these generalities that I've seen, that's not the case for every single woman. No one even really talks about that.
Right.
But the other thing too with Kevin Samuels and the difficulty in understanding him is I think for men, a lot of men, particularly Black men in particular, disrespect towards us is so normalized that we completely ignore the disrespect that was given to him or shown to us as men. And then when we react to that disrespect, that's when people want to notice the disrespect. You know, I think that's a challenge.
Right. I don't mean to cut you off, but can we just go a little bit into that disrespect of Black men? Because I know that when it comes to like men aren't shit, you know, I don't necessarily agree with that, but I hear that more so often. What exactly disrespect are you talking about?
Well, yeah.
Is that a part of it, that men aren't trash, or is there more?
Yeah, so there's the general, right. Well, first, there's the general disrespect that we just have to hear on a daily basis. Men ain't shit. Men are trash. Men are dogs. All men cheat. Men are, they're not educated enough. They don't have jobs. They're broke. They don't take care of their children. I mean, the list goes on. We just have to hear it. And if you're not a man like that, I mean, it should be frustrating. It frustrates me, and I'm in my 30s. He's in his 50s. So he has 20 more years of frustration. Mm-hmm. It's really frustrating to hear that, especially if you're not that kind of man. And we're not all like that. It's not even the majority of us are like, it's just a few. And it just happens to be the few that these women have decided to be with. But then we have to receive all the disrespect from that. And I think that, so there's that general disrespect, and there are lies, these lies about, oh, they say there's more of us in jail in America. There's more of us in jail than in college. I mean, these are all myths, and they've been debunked, and yet they're still being perpetuated. These myths about Black men not taking care of their children, it's been debunked. The CDC did a study in 2013. Although Black men aren't in the homes as much as other races of men, they exceed in all the other characteristics of fatherhood, from like taking care of the children, as far as like spending time with their children, eating meals with their children, taking them to activities. And there's a whole report on it. Yet still we have to hear that Black men are trash and they don't do what they're supposed to do. So that's right. The first level of frustration and disrespect. Then when they come on the show, like the clip that went viral, I mean, there are so many points at which this woman disrespected him. And we're so used to not even addressing women and their stuff that most people missed it. Most people don't even, and in America, relatively speaking, and this is not a diss to us, because, you know, whatever, but we don't really have a high regard for etiquette and decency. All of these points, the woman who called for that clip that went viral, I mean, her, you know, she missed a lot of points of etiquette and decency that he even ignored. But I mean, he got frustrated after a while. I mean, come on. The first thing she did, she called in. The show was about
off talk.
Yeah, the topic was, you know, what are your grievances with Kevin about something that he said, or disagree with me day, something like that. She called in to give relationship advice, and he politely told her, nah, that's, today's not the day. If you want some advice, you know, do a consultation with me. What did she say? No, I don't want to. No, no. I mean, that's disrespectful. You're calling into his show. He's not on that topic, yet you want to have the floor for yourself when there's thousands of people online and you want to talk about your own thing. That's really, honestly, if we call a spade, that's extremely selfish. That's how she started.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I think she was completely wrong with that. And from, you know, the minute he said he was going to make an example out of her, I knew it was going to go left, right? And I think that's what I mean with his delivery. Like, yes, somebody could break your boundaries, which she did, you know? But in the level of harshness that he gave her, right? I think it was just a bit insensitive. And I think the reason why was because he did say that he was going to make an example out of her. Because the whole thing, and I'm going to talk a little bit about his ranking system, but his whole thing in where, you know, everything, you know, everyone kind of got in about her calling herself a five is because he said you cannot call yourself a seven. So if she honestly believed that she is a seven, and now you have taken that out of the equation, do you know what I mean? And she's going to be honest with herself, and she knows that, she may not be that 8, 9, 10. She knows she's a seven, right? And then for her to then be like, okay, what will add? Well, what do I see that makes myself up to a seven? So she said, a six, with makeup, and then five, just a bare face. And everyone's like, oh my
But she did
goodness.
that.
Do you know what I mean?
She did. He ranked herself. He didn't do that.
I know, but he removed the
All right. So
seven.
here,
So if she
she
wanted
said,
to be a seven, if she was a
yeah.
seven, right? If she believed in her head that I am a seven, yeah, I'm no higher than that. Now you have removed the one thing that I strongly feel, and I know I am not higher than that. Where else can she
No,
land?
here's what I thought she could have done, right? We don't know what she thought in her head because all we know is what she actually said. But let's say she thought she was a seven. She could have said, "Hey, I'm a six when I wake up, and when I put on my makeup, I'm higher than that." Why does she go all the way down to five? She did that. He didn't do that. You see what I'm saying? So yeah, if she felt like she was a seven, why didn't she say, "Yeah, I'm a six"? But with makeup on, when I clean up, I'm higher. She could have done that.
But that's what she
No,
said. She
she
said, I'm a
started at
six. No, she
five.
said,
She started at
I'm no,
five with
she
no
said,
makeup.
no, she didn't. No, she didn't. She said, I'm a six with makeup, but I'm five with a bare face. So she took it from, I'm a six with makeup, right?
No, that's
Since he
I don't
said, you
remember that
cannot be.
order. I don't remember that order. I remember.
Listen to it again because he said, you can't be a seven. Right, so she couldn't say I'm a six going to a seven. He completely eradicated seven from the system, his ranking system. So she said I'm a six with makeup, right? Because I can't go from six to seven because seven's not there.
But she started
And
at
I'm a
five.
five with a bare face. Okay, or maybe she started at five and with a bare face and six with makeup. It's still the same thing. We're just doing it in
Right, but
different,
what I'm saying is,
order.
if she
But
thought
it's
she was a
the same
seven,
thing.
I'm saying is, if she thought she was a seven, she could have started at six. She could have just said, "Hey, I'm a six, right? I'm a six with no makeup," and then higher. She didn't have to say seven, but she could have started at six. She started at
No, I,
five. That's
yeah, no, I complete, I completely agree with you, but that speaks to, what she feels as a person, right? But if she would, but what I'm saying though is, right? Because most women, let's be honest, some of your 8, 9, 10s are a salt, sometimes six, right? With their face. Okay, let's be for real. Some of these dime pieces walking around are strong or, a weak six, strong five. But once they play with the makeup and the eyelashes and the contour and the highlight, their face is beat to perfection.
Right. So, I
Yeah,
mean, look, she kept it 100, but that has nothing to do with
it's
him.
true.
It has
No,
nothing to
I
do
know.
with him.
No, I know it doesn't have anything to do with him. But I think if he were to say, my only thing was if he said, if you ranked yourself from 1 to 10, what do you think? Why eliminate seven?
Because seven
Why?
is—it's a cop out. That's why it's an easy. It's a, anybody. It's. I appreciated that he did that. I mean, I was like, oh, because you really have to decide. And here's the reason why that's important to take out the seven is because if you're gonna come on this show again, these things aren't like by themselves. Like all of this stuff is that she said about herself is combined. But if you're gonna come on the show and say, okay, you only want a six-figure man that can take care of you, first of all. Let's add that to the list of disrespect because that's only like 10% of the men that are making that much money. Okay. And then when you talk about a man who can fully take care of you where you don't have to even work, that's like 5% of men. So what you've done is you've disrespected 90 to 95% of the men available men out there. So that's
But is it
let's
really disrespect though? Because here's the difference. Do you see what I'm saying? And see, this is kind of like my equation and where I agree with him to a certain extent, where he says, if you are looking to get a six-figure man, the requirement for that is you have to be slim, no children preferably, and whatever not. So they have their preferences, right? So if a woman says, my preference is to be with a man who has six figures, why is that disrespectful? When a man will say, you know what, I actually prefer a light skin, tall, slim, thick chick, or you know, I prefer, you know, a tall Kelly Rowland beauty. But that's a man's preference, and that's not disrespectful to the many of women who don't fall into that category.
All
So
right, I'll
why?
tell you why.
Okay,
I'll
go
tell you
ahead.
why. Here's the thing, because you're making a salary requirement, right? And that's okay. There's really nothing wrong with having your preference. And he's not saying that you even have to be. But what here's the thing. If you're gonna say, because when you say you want a man that only makes some, which means you've eliminated 90% of the available pool of men, you've said that 90% of the men aren't good enough for you. Okay, so saying a woman, should be, a particular figure, look, have a particular body figure, it doesn't eliminate 90% of women. That's the difference. You've eliminated 90% of the available pool. And then you're saying, well, because, and then it's to say, well, what's wrong with the guy that makes, $70,000 a year? It a, you've just limit you. Okay. And that's fine. If you want to do that again, that's there's nothing wrong with that. But what you're saying is, okay, you're eliminated 90% of the men, and then you're only coming in at a five or a six. That's the point of eliminating the seven, because if you're going to eliminate 90% of the men, then you better rank yourself as an eight, or at least that's the that's what that would make sense. Because if you're going to say you only want a man who's making thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, you should be at least an eight, nine, 10. You should even on some confidence tip, even if you should even have the confidence just to remove, take the seven out, because you either have high self-esteem or low self-esteem at that point. So that's why it's important to do that. And it's not to say that she can't have that, but it's like realistically, like me as a man, I'm a man. I'm, y'all women can feel however you want. But I'm a man. If I'm making $250,000 a year, $300,000 a year, why would I get with a woman who's ranked at a six? That's insane. That's really insane if you.
Wait, why is that insane? If she is, has all the other
Okay, so
qualities,
look. All right, so
right?
look, here we go. Then he said, okay, he said, again, all these things are in tandem.
Actually, do you know what? Let's just pause it right here because I have a clip. Now that we're talking about, I guess, this ranking system, yeah? Let's listen to what he says and then we'll talk from there. How does that play out? Okay, so I will play the clip and where he's discussing his ranking
Got it.
system.
Why are women okay? Two questions. When did becoming average become an insult? When did becoming being called average become an insult? And why are women so bad at ranking each other? Ladies, make no mistake, women today are horrible at ranking each other and by extension, ranking themselves. I know you're not going to like to hear it, if you listen as a man, as an image consultant, and as a man, I listen to women talk about, I'm a 10, I'm a 10, I'm a 10. I'm like, you every bit of a five. Every woman, not every woman, but the majority of women seem to rank themselves in these astronomically high numbers. Now, I did a video a while back with my rating system, and I'm going to re-upload my rating system tonight so you can see it. But understand something. Five is average. Roughly half of the men and women in the world are average. Six is cute. Then there is no seven. Eight is pretty. Nine is beautiful. 10 is gorgeous. So why is
Okay,
there
so
no
I'm a
seven?
pretty then.
Gotta watch the ranking video. But the majority of people, fully 80% of people, are six and below. The top 20% of women are eight or above. But to hear women today they're ranking themselves 8 and above. Go back to spring, go back to the summer on my channel, and you will hear droves of women calling themselves 7s, 8s, 9s, 10s. To where I was like, came up. And here's the thing, make no mistake. You're on YouTube.
Right, I'm gonna leave right there. So we have heard Kevin's ranking system where he believes majority of people fall within the 5 scale, yeah, right? Average. You have a few that are 6s and then only 20% are 8 and above.
Right.
Right? Okay. My question is, do you think women who might consider themselves a strong 6, I know he's removed 7, but you know, if they're a strong 6, they can level up to maybe an 8, have a chance with a high value man?
Yeah, having a chance.
And you're saying no.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying have a chance. Yeah. I mean, chance, what does that mean? A chance, or anybody can have a chance. I have a chance of winning the lottery one day.
Right. Okay, securing a high value man instead of a chance.
Because
that's what you said. You said if you made $250,000 and $300,000 a year, why would you go for a 6?
Right. Like, why would I? I'm saying, like, why would I seek out a 6? Now, if somehow I met a 6 somehow and then we got it popping and we got the conversation, whatever, and it went well, yeah. I mean, all right. If I think she looks good, she looks good. Right. But I'm not going to go out. I'm not looking for someone who I would consider a 5 or 6. I'm looking for an 8, 9, or a 10. And look, even right. Me as a regular average guy, I mean, I want an 8 or 9. Right. So, I mean,
that's what I'm saying. And which is so funny to me is because a regular guy will come here and say, I want an 8 or 9 or 10. And if we're using Kevin's ranking, that's 20%. But a regular woman says, I want a 6 value man. She's being disrespectful.
Well, yeah, here's the thing is because also too, here's the other thing you have to add into it. Also too, is that these same women are the ones complaining that they can't find a man or that there's no good man. That's the disrespectful part. Men don't do that. We have our whatever, we have our preferences and da, 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 but we're not out here.
Like men, but a lot of times though, men do the same thing that women do, but they veil it under preferences. They yeah. do. A lot of men will say, oh, this is why I can't date black women because da 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 da, disrespect right there. This is why I prefer or I date out because black women da 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 da, disrespect right there. Right. And black women have to hear that.
I don't know. I don't all say that. I've never really said that. I've never, those words have never come out.
You haven't
yeah,
said that.
Yeah, but I don't know a lot of guys.
Just because you haven't
I don't
said
know
that.
A lot of guys.
And just because the pool. But the pool of people that you may know, granted, you may know a lot, is not still in the wide context of things.
Yeah,
a great amount of people.
But here's the
thing. If you go on Kevin Samuels, listen, just if you go in the comments in Kevin Samuels, just look at the assault that women, especially black women, because that's who he's targeting most times. When he's talking about his content, when he's using his imagery, you know, he's playing into the black women full stop. That's who his target demographic is when he's speaking. That's who his listeners are, you know, discussing in the comments. That's who his listeners most of the time are calling in. They're black women. So he's talking about black women. He has black women listeners and he has black men and maybe other races on there talking about most sometimes in derogatory ways about black women.
No, I understand. I'm not denying that.
Yeah,
no, I'm not denying that. But what I'm saying is that, okay, and yes, okay, fine. Both sides do it. Fine. I'm not going to try and like deny that. But what I'm saying is that you have this, like, for example, like for me, like in my life, I know a lot of really beautiful, you know, well put together black women. They're in their, you know, 30s, they're reaching 40s. And they ain't got no husband. They ain't got no whatever. They don't got husband, no family, nothing. And that's the sad part. That's the trend that we don't like seeing. I don't like seeing it for me personally, and I think for Kevin Samuels personally, I don't think that it's a bash women thing. It's really, let's just talk about truth. And the truth is only one in four Black women will ever get married. That's deplorable. And I have a...
And that's sad. And that is absolutely sad. But we need to identify why, because let's be honest, most of Black women are not looking for quote unquote high value men making six figures. He's not talking about them.
He's only talking about the women who come on that. Look, the women call. They all call and say that's what they want.
Oh, I completely understand. No, I completely understand that. I completely get, you know, who he's targeting and what he's discussing. His whole thing is about high value. I think he's talking about, you know, high net worth. I don't necessarily equate a man's, you know, overall value by the amount of money he makes, you know. So, but that's neither here nor there. But
he has other factors than just the money. But yeah, the women call in and they only talk about the money. Yeah, he has other factors. It's not only about money, but yeah, that's a big thing.
Yeah. No, I do. No, I understand. But okay, so we're going to talk about this because most of the times, while he might, you know, touch on the other external factors, a lot of it is due to his finance, finances, right? And most of his conversations are swayed that way.
The women sway it that way. The women call in, and the ones that I, which is the majority, I've been listening to them for a while. A majority of these women in particular, not all women, not every woman, not da, da, da. These women in particular, most of them are calling in and saying they want to be with the man who can take care of them, and he you know, which is, it's not even six figures. Like, six figures is 100K. If you're talking about a man to take care of you, I live in Washington, D.C. I ain't going to be able to take... You're talking about $250,000, $300,000 a year.
No, I get that. But my thing is this, right? And I think, you know, when he always says, like, Black women's counterparts, you know, were looking at getting... you know, focused on marriage, and they were more marriage minded, you know, in college, even sometimes in high school, while, you know, Black women were chasing education and things like that. And now that they're older and, you know, now they're trying to get in the race and it's too late, right? My thing is this, a lot of white women or our counterparts who are of different races, they also have their requirements. They want to be taken care of by their men, and it's okay. And I don't understand when Black women require more and say and vocalize, listen, I want a six, you know, figure making man. Then that's something that's like, whoa, hold on here. Who are you to deem and request that kind of thing? Okay, let's see who you are. Some, you know, white women, Asian women, who are married to six figure, go back home to where they live. Some of their parents don't even make that much. Men who are dating women from the Philippines and from Eastern European and all these countries and getting these women out from their poor, devastating lives or their very low, poor, middle-class families. Nobody's checking and requesting and requiring these women to have, you know, fit all of these brackets to attain them. But when it comes to Black women, and I'm just going off of him, it's like, who are you to want these things? Okay, let's run it down. Let's run down your resume. Are you fit? Are you in shape? Do you have children? And it's like, hello, sir. Why is there a level of entry for me? I have to be scrutinized. But Becky down the road, who's piss poor, you know, and this is just, I'm just using generalizations, who didn't come from nothing, or you know what I mean, who might be slightly overweight, who probably is a hard six in the face. Not every white girl is a petite Becky, okay? And sometimes they are, due to once they level up, they have the access to the money to keep them in that position. most of the time because we know how they age and things like that. But that's not asked for. Look at some of these guys who go off to college and get Beckys, and you see some of the girls that they went to college with, black girls,
Jerry,
beautiful.
we're talking about a little bit something different, but look, though.
I know.
But
I'm just saying what no. What I'm trying to say without ranting, and I'm sorry, I'll let you speak after this. What I'm trying to say without ranting is that when it comes to black women saying, I want this, it always feels as if we have to justify why we want that, as if it is out of our reach, as if we should, we shouldn't even think about getting access to that. That's
Well,
how he comes across,
no, that's how he comes
right?
across. But again, that's up for one's individual interpretation. So yeah, if you feel like that's how he, all right. But what he's saying is, what I mean, I think that it's logical to feel like if you think that you deserve something, then you should feel like you meet the qualifications. And then he'll ask you, okay, what are your qualifications? And what women think, they don't like to listen to men about what we know are the qualifications. He's telling women, but they don't listen. They don't care because they think that they know what it is. They think they come on there and they think that they, because they have a career, because they make a certain amount of money, because they have degrees, that that makes them more palatable to men. It does not. We don't care that much. Those are nice to haves, right? They're nice.
Yeah, and I definitely agree with that. I agree with that. I think what women think that a man want and what actually translate for men is not the same thing. But that's the thing, though. You know why? And I think it's a disadvantage because, especially coming from an African household, right? The first thing is my mom said to me, "Don't look after boys. Don't chase boys. Don't focus on boys. Focus on your books." Right? My degree choice was supposed to be make me more palatable for a man. You need to be a doctor. You need to be a pharmacist. You need to be in some STEM, whatever, because that will make you more attractive to males. Men don't
And
give a
that's all he's
shit.
saying.
They
That's what he's
really
saying.
don't. They really don't. No, and that's what I said. I completely agree with that statement. I think that's where we got a disadvantage because for a lot of us, the primary focus on raising our value, societal value, maybe not, as what does he call it? He calls it sexual market value to a man. Our societal value, probably in the eyes of our white counterparts, is, the doctor, the lawyer, the attorney, the pharmacist, the engineer, all of these different things from a societal point of view is deemed as a good thing
Right.
to be, right? But when it comes to a man, he doesn't care about that. But when that's triggered to you as a young girl, being your books, education, education, don't focus on a man until you graduate, education, and you don't go to school just for any course. You don't go to school for anything. You go to school because you want to get the top level to get the top salary so you can provide and take care of your family and be the success that that some of us weren't able to be or whatever the case is. So that is put on you, right? And when you focus and drill down on that and then you get your head up from the books and now you're here looking like, okay, I'm ready now. I am now in a position to look for my husband. And then we get into the market space where men have quote unquote preferences, and sometimes you don't meet that preference. You might meet his weight preference, but you might not meet his skin tone preference or his height preference, whatever preference that man decides is attractive at the
Right.
time.
And
Okay, so you're
well,
dismissed.
so look, though.
And if you don't want to go outside your race, then you're even more dismissed.
Well, yeah, I mean, Kevin didn't make any of that up, but here's the thing, though. He addresses that, what you were speaking to, exactly what you were speaking to. He does address that. He says, look, it's not entirely, see, that's the thing I like about him. He's not bashing women. Because he says what exactly what you just said. He says, look, a lot of y'all women, it's not your fault. You were raised to be like that. And so he gets it. He understands. He's not bashing women and just saying that, oh, they're all messed up. No, what he's saying is, though, the fact of the matter is, yes, that did happen. Now, how it happens, if you were raised like that, that ain't got nothing to do with him neither. But you need, it's about having the humility to say that about yourself and say, look, I you know, maybe I don't have what it takes, and do whatever you need to do to become that palatable woman. The other thing I like about Kevin Samuels is he doesn't exactly be telling women what to do. He'll tell women what will make them more marketable. But if you really listen to him, and this is why I like him, because I listen for this, and he does not do this. He doesn't tell women what to do because it's not his place. It's not our place as men to tell y'all how to be women. We don't. A real man doesn't do that. And that's why I really, really, that's the one thing I really, really like about him. Yeah. Okay. Does he say everything perfectly? No. Is he the perfect guy? No. But what he doesn't do is try to tell women what they need to do. And that's the thing. Women need to come to the table. And if they're serious about really getting husbands, they need to come to terms with their own stuff, their personal demons, whatever they got to get counseling. He always recommends counseling. Do what you need to do to make yourself marketable. But all this stuff about, well, I don't know if I want a man, or I don't know if I want to get married. But then if I do get married, he got to be making 200. That's ridiculous. Well, again, why are you eliminating the blue collar worker who makes $70,000 a year, but maybe he's fiscally responsible? Because once you've put yourself in this top earners bracket, you need, and you're not going to be humble. Fine. Then you've set your, he didn't do that. The woman who decides that, well, she makes this amount of money, so this man needs to make as much, she's limiting her pool of men. Kevin's not doing that. If she were to come on and be humble, there's a time where, you know, there's women, a woman who came on there I listened to. She said, yeah, she got a PhD and she got a dog, but she's willing to be with a man who she was willing to be with the man who makes less. He said, OK, you're the exception. This is not a one shoe fits everybody thing. Yeah. OK, if you're willing to humble yourself as a woman, then that's fine. You'll have success. But I think what he's addressing is the women who don't exercise or not showing humility. If you come on the show, you like the sister who went viral, you came on the show. Okay. Now she is like, she said, because she makes 100, she's making, you know, six figures. Then now she only wants a six figure man. Well, how long have you been making six figures? She says she just started. Oh, so now you just got into the six figure. Now no man making less than you is good. And then the other insanity, the people don't even understand like the insanity. He said, why don't you want to get with men who make less than six figures? And then she said, well, because whenever I tell them I have a business or whatever, they always talk about they want to help me with my business or something like that. And I don't want that. So then later in the conversation, she says she wants to get with the six figure man. He said, well, what are you bringing to the table? What do you want to do for him? She said, first thing she said was, I can help him with his business. The very same thing that she said that she doesn't like about men who make less is the thing that she wants to do as the person who's making less. It's insanity if you really think about it. And somebody who's analytical and thinks like me sees that and it's just like, you sound insane. If that's what you say you're bringing to the table. Now, if she was saying she's bringing other things, that's fine. But if you're saying what you're bringing to the table is the one thing you don't like about the men who make less than you, then what makes you think a man who makes more than you is going to like that about you? It's a cognitive dissonance that... Right. You know, so for him to sit there and listen to all that, I mean, he's taken a lot. So by the time he told her to get the F off of his phone, I mean, she already sounded like a nut. I mean, come on, like how much do you, she came on the show. It was not the right day. She's talking about these unrealistic, you know, goals that she has. She called herself a five or a six. What I'm saying is the overall thing is like humility. If there were more sisters that were humble and showed humility, there would be a lot more people in relationships. We'd have a lot more relationships instead of like, it's bad. The situation is bad. No man like me, I have a daughter. I told my daughter at 11 years old, 12 years old, I said, it's not cool because I know that all she sees are all these 30 and 40 year old women who are not married. I told my daughter, it would be criminal for me to tell my daughter that the situation that she's looking at the older women around her and tell her that that's cool or tell her that.
No, it's definitely, yeah, no, I completely agree with you. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I completely agree with you. It's not good, but we also need to understand that listen, I've been on Clubhouse these past couple of days, right? And a lot of rooms on there are relationship dating oriented, right? And just hearing some of the conversations, especially from males who are, and I'm not talking about, early 20s. I'm talking about late 20s all the way up to mid 40s. And some of these men are on here playing around. They're not relationship minded. They're nowhere close to marriage minded. And you have a lot of women who are in this game dating, sometimes even dating men who do not fall under the same bracket as them financially because they are willing to compromise, which most men don't do from a physical look aspect, right? So most men, if a woman is not meeting his level of attraction, he instantly writes her off, irregardless of all her other characteristics and qualities. Women don't necessarily do that. Women will give guys the upper hand. What hurts a woman most is if you give an ugly guy a chance and he still dogs you out, okay? That's a different type of hurt. But what I'm saying to you though is women will give a man an opportunity and a chance. And some of these men are still not marriage minded. They know that they are out here and they have the
There's a
pick of the
I mean,
litter. And they will decide, I want to deal with her, I want to deal
right.
with her, and I want to
Yes,
deal with her,
because
right?
men
And
control access to relationships.
relationships, they do. I completely
Okay, so then
100% agree. Women have women
yeah.
control sex,
There you
men
go.
control relationships. And this is why I always tell women, don't
I
sleep with men quickly.
women are out here
That does
doing
you
it though.
a
Like,
deserve.
this is the thing with so why would
I
we why look, here's the
know.
thing, especially in these days and times, there's two things that women don't understand. One is that in these, like, as men, this is the difference. As men get older, our pool of women gets bigger. We're not running into, at 30 years old, our bio, we're not running into this biological clock issue that these women had. That's why we don't have the same sense of urgency. So we don't really, the humility for us, I mean, that's not a, it doesn't, that's not, it doesn't equate, because we're not on a biological clock. We're talking about, like he says, the danger zone, 27 and up, women who are pushing towards this biological clock, 30, 35 years old. Like, we're not, me as a man, I can pull 20-year-olds. And
I bet you. I know you can. I know you can.
I can do this
You
for another
really
10, 15 years and it not be a problem. So it doesn't, all that, we don't need to
did.
be humble at the same level. If I were
No.
decided to get married and it was a huge thing, okay, yeah, perhaps. But it's not to me. I'm not on no biological clock. I'm fertile, so
I know you.
I ain't tripping. So that's the Yeah,
Trust me, I
so
know that.
that's the difference, and that's the thing that because women have to worry about that more than men do. And yeah, men don't. And then the second thing about that too is that what women haven't realized is that men, we talk about what's happening to us. So all of these men who have all of these horror stories, they share it with single men. All of these horror stories with women who have done some of these treacherous things. And I know lots of, dudes with kids, and they're doing their best to try to take care of their kids, but the mom is making, go putting them through hell and stuff. So as a man who doesn't have to go through that, or hasn't gone through that, who hasn't been married, some of these married dudes, they're just miserable or whatever. Even if they stay married, they're miserable. Like, we know these things. We're talking to each other. And so we're hearing how women are treating us, even the good dudes, quote unquote, if that thing exists in this world. Even the good dudes are getting this, has the same results. So we're talking to each other. And so when we tell a man who's single, you think he's gonna want to get married? Heck no. And so we know what's happened. We know, that's the thing, that women think that like all of their mishaps should be absolved and it shouldn't matter. That's the problem. When men, we don't go around like that. We're like, oh, every time a relationship fails, we always have to take all the blame. Oh, I messed up. Oh, I did this. Oh, I cheated. Oh, I ain't this. Oh, I ain't that.
No, I agree. I agree. But I feel like sometimes, like especially when I'm in these rooms or whatever, and I'm not saying that some men don't do this, but sometimes you hardly get men who take
Yeah, not
accountability for
publicly,
their
not in no chat
actions,
room. No,
right?
that's not going to happen there. I'm talking about in our personal lives, we do it a lot more than women do. I got a lot of women friends. I'm not just saying this just because I got a lot of women friends. Rarely do I hear them taking, and I've been with women. I've had relationships with women. You know me, I've been through the gamut. I've been everything from married to whatever, situationships, da 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 da. Oh, I've been through the whole thing. So it's like, do I hear my women, the women I've been in relationships with, take accountability? Not a lot. My platonic women friends, do I hear them taking accountability? No, not a lot. And you would think that like it's a general trend, but my male friends, a lot of the dudes I know, they'll say it quick. Oh, I messed up. Oh, I did. And
You know what? Or they probably, but here's the thing is, you know what? They probably might feel safe enough to say that within their male, friendship groups. But when you're having a conversation with a male,
yeah.
right? From a female perspective, especially if someone that you're dating, it's very rare sometimes for them to take accountability for the role that they played in the
Yeah.
demise of their relationship. It's only rarely a few occasions where they say, you know what, well, yeah, I did fuck up. But then it's always, yeah, I did fuck up, but a justification on why. Yes, I cheated on you. Oh yeah. So after you took me back, oh yeah, I still continue to do that because X, Y, and
But
Z.
see, here's the
Hello?
thing. What
Like
is the
that's
common reason why men cheat? Yeah.
I don't know. I'm still trying to understand that right now because what I figured out is that I always bang on about on my podcast about
Yeah.
communication, right? Being number one, honest within yourself, okay? And number two, being able to communicate that. And there's a level of emotional intelligence that is required to do those things. So I can't sit here and tell you, oh, men cheat because X, Y, and Z. I have no clue. That's something I'm
Well,
still trying to figure out right now. Most of the time, it's because
yeah.
something is missing.
I'll
Sometimes
give a
it's
point.
insecurity.
I'll give a
Sometimes
direction.
it's ego
I'll give
based.
some direction. It's not one reason, right? It's not. But here's the thing. What men don't know how to, a lot of men don't know how to vocalize is the psychological and verbal abuse that they take in relationships. Because being abused psychologically and verbally, and a lot of times even physically, is just so normalized for men to just accept like it's cool. Like I told a couple guys about, some physical abuse that I was, the recipient of in one of my relationships. And dudes were just like, yeah, well, that's a, like what? Like it was okay. It was almost a case. So a lot of
Yeah.
men are not a lot, but there's definitely a significant amount of men who are taking types of verbal abuse, psychological abuse. They don't know that it's not supposed to be like that. So they ended up internalizing it, and then it creates toxic behaviors inside of them. And then they start to act toxically, and then there is no explanation, or the explanation sounds dumb, or by the time it does come out, it sounds like, oh, we're just making excuses. Oh, you're just trying to defend your ill behavior. But
Right.
that's important. Whatever the reason is,
Right.
the XYZ that we talk about, that is really important and really key. But even as men, we don't even support each other in acknowledging the XYZ. Because when we sit around as guys, yo, what happened to you, bro? What happened with old girl you was dealing with? Oh man, I messed up, man. And da da da, I cheated. And then it's like, damn, bro, oh, that sucks. All right, let's go see some titties. And that's it.
Right. And this is what I'm saying. And I think, okay, so I think it comes down to sometimes men don't even know how to approach that
Yeah,
space
that's
and
not
even
our
start
strength.
those
That's not our
conversations.
strength.
And this is
Yeah.
why, no, it's not. It's definitely not. And this is why I kind of want to
Right.
normalize therapy, right? Seeking out some type of counseling, seeking some type of form of a medium in where you can communicate, or even if you don't know how to communicate, you can start that dialogue and sit down with a therapist to try to unpack some of these learned and unlearned, behaviors due to interactions that we have with different people. Because different people, every time you go into a relationship, you are bringing something from your past. And if that something from your past is toxic, if that something from your past is detrimental to what, could be something favorable to you in your new relationship, and you haven't dealt with that, or you've pushed it aside, it will rear its head again. And not only will it rear its head again, it will multiply times two, because you don't know how to deal with what's triggering you, with the, if it's regarding a particular behavior that you're doing yourself subconsciously, or it's being brought out by somebody else. And then on top of that, you have unresolved issues, whether that's insecurity, whether that's trauma-based, whether that's jealousy, whether that's, infidelity, whatever that is. So you're bringing all of that in. And when you're with someone new, all of these things are not going to come out right away. Sometimes they do. And if those are the red flags and, that we like to dismiss, but it's all of these different things that come into play. And I think when you don't know how to deal with them, you don't have a level of transparency within yourself, and you don't know how to communicate that, then we get into these issues when we then want to now come together at this big old age that we are, right? Okay. And then we know that, as you said, the dating pool for guys widens while it lessens for the women. And what women then tend to do is to say, you know what? I'm trying to get him by hook or by crook. And I'm just going to throw this pussy on him really quick. Hopefully, it's good enough for him to wife me, which is illogical. It doesn't make any sense. But that's the only thing they feel that they have, because they know that at when a man hasn't had it, he is coming to you guns blazing. If he's interested, like I tell women, you will know when a man's interested and when a man's is juggling a couple of women, right? But yeah, you definitely know. But when a man is fully interested in you and he's gun blazing, what you have in between your legs is like is solid gold. And a woman, most of the time, is they use that high, right? They use the high of that. Oh my God, he's so insightful. Oh my God, he's reaching out. Oh my God, he really cares. Da, 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 because he hasn't gotten what's in between your legs yet. And they feel like the minute that they give him that, and now it should complete whatever he's thinking of her to make, to wife her up, it goes completely haywire. Because in actuality, all he was chasing most of the time, he might like her, but he's the goal is, especially if you're attractive and it's a vibe, he wants to have sex with you, right? The minute he has sex with you, he might be like, you know what? Actually, she's not all what I wanted her to be. Because the goal was to get to know you, but to get to know what's in between your legs. But what women don't know is that the longer you wait that out, and it's not even supposed to be on some intentional Steve Harvey 90-day rule, but it's just to say, listen, if I really like my thing that I did in college and I kind of kept throughout is, if I really liked a guy, I did not sleep with him right away. I didn't. That it seemed so juvenile, but I was able to eliminate people who weren't
Oh,
really
look. All right.
feeling
So
me like
look,
that.
let me jump in on this part real quick, because yeah, because I agree with you
Go
what you
ahead.
said when you were talking about counseling. And again, I'm gonna put it back, because we always put it back on the men to do it, and men got all these issues. Okay, fine. Yes, we do have issues too, but I would challenge the women to step up on these things as far as like counseling and taking care of their stuff, because once they do that, then they won't even deal with these men who are giving them all these problems. You see what I'm saying? And so we can continue to sit around, and women can sit around and mess with all these messed up guys and continue to sleep with all these messed up guys, and then blame us all for the men that they have chosen to be with. But if that same woman does what she needs to do, does the work of repairing herself and healing herself, then she'll meet a whole different class of men. And that's what I believe. And and let's just try it. My thing is, why not try it? We tried everything else. That hot girl summer shit is not even working for women, and because women think that that's all we want is sex. Honestly, a lot of times there are, and especially in these days and times, men really a lot of times they just want companionship and intimacy. It's not even really sex. And so once this hot girl summer stuff, and then they want to rush to sex and da 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 da. And maybe we just wanted companionship, but you know, she wanted to be a hot girl and rush to sex. And then, yeah, once we get it, it's like, all right, boom. Or once we get it, we feel like we got a little mojo, which that does happen. Once you have the scent of one woman on you, other women can tell that scent and you become more attractive. That's biologically, you know, women haven't thought about. They don't think about that. Yeah, you can give up the goods if you want, but once you put your scent on a man, he then becomes more attractive to other women. So, but you know, that's science. That's the science behind it. I don't even want to get too deep.
No, that's deep. No, I mean, listen, this conversation can go anywhere that needs to go. That is deep. And I think a lot of people don't even think about it.
Especially women, they think that, you know, like for me, again, during the hot girl summer, look, I'm not complaining, but it just went too far. It went too far. Here's the thing. I was really trying to chillax. There was a cohort of men who were just trying to chill for the summer. We had a meeting. Okay. We had a meeting and we were like, yo, we've been doing these women kind of wrong, and you know, we need to chill out and change how we interact with the women. So we're like, all right, this summer we chilling out. Man, most of us didn't even make it past Memorial Day. And so the thing is, on top of that, okay, if I'm chilling, you know, like I told this sister, I'm like, look, you know, I kind of want to get to know you first, like I don't even want to rush into it. And she was hawking me. Okay, so we got into it, woo, 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 woo. But then she unleashed a beast inside of me. There was a beast that I was trying to, remain dormant, keep dormant for a while until I really found somebody who I wanted to be with. I ain't really want to be with her that much, but she woke up the beast. So now, I mean, then I can sleep with whoever I want after that. And then you hurt because you thought that you was going to wake up the beast and then I was on, but you don't have the tools to make sure that I'm sticking with you. Most women don't even have the tools to even do that to a man, to make him just want to be with her. You don't even have the tools. So why do you expect it? That's the thing. And I think that's the insanity, going back to Kevin Samuels. If you don't have the tools, then why should you expect so much? If a man is making $250,000 a year, he has the tools to have a woman that's an 8 or 9 or 10. So, you know, that's right. The difference. You know, if you want a man who makes all that kind of money, there's nothing wrong with that inherently. But what tools do you have to even get to the again? And we're only even talking about the first level. Any woman can get a man. A lot of women have had sex with high, quote unquote, high value men, I would presume. I think from the way it sounds, you can get a man who makes to $250,000 to sleep with you. But you talking about levels to get him to marry you. No man.
I mean, listen, some women have a hard time getting someone who makes $40,000 to marry them. So,
and so you know, but that's probably because she lacks the tools. Once you get a man's attention, you know, all right, cool. Like, yeah, you have access to sex. All right, cool. And once you get his attention, after that, it's on you as the woman. You can't really blame, once you got his attention, if you can't keep it, that's not really on him. It's just on you. Because obviously you met some basic level of requirements. Obviously you must look pretty good. You know what I'm saying? And all right, whatever. Maybe you spent some time together. Maybe y'all went on a couple of dates. So once you get him, it's on your tools. And I know for a fact. That there's women out there who just don't got the tools to keep them in. And we don't talk enough about that. And women haven't been getting those tools. And that should be the conversation. Instead, the conversation shouldn't be, oh, men are trash. The conversation would be more beneficial, probably, I don't know, but would be probably more helpful if women say, all right, well, we need to do some work. we need to work on ourselves. That will go a lot further than bashing us and telling us that we're not good enough, in my opinion.
Okay. No, I can respect that. So I know we're kind of going on a little tangent. I know that you did mention about, you know, women have, you know, accessibility to sex. When do you think a woman should have sex with a guy?
When she knows that he's the one that, you know, she, I mean, depends. It just depends, right? I mean, I don't know. Like, it depends on what she wants. If she just wants to have sex with him, she can have sex with him tonight.
No, I know, but I think if a woman is relationship minded, meaning that she's been talking to this guy and she's interested in a relationship, not just on some hot girl summer thing, when should she? Because as you said, guys have or dictate relationships and women dictate sex. So when should a guy, or not guy, so when should a woman have sex with a guy who she is looking at seriously to date?
Well, I would say after she's made a full and complete assessment of his worthiness, his value, his ability to deliver the things that she needs in a relationship, she needs to be clear about what she wants. Most women aren't, but you know, if she's clear about what she wants, then she does some type of analysis on him. Does he check off the boxes? Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, then she should give it up. But the challenge is when you don't really know what you want. And some of my women friends, they can't clearly, you know, if I ask them, they'll make up something that sounds cool in the moment, but they don't really know. You know, so that's the challenge. Right. Knowing what you want. And then if the man meets those certain requirements, then all right, go ahead, then give it up. And then, you know, hope that you have what he, that's the other important thing. And I think, you know, most women don't even ask that question. They don't, cause they, you know, I know it's because they don't really care. Well, what does he want? What does he need? That no, women ain't really, I've never really heard a woman say that. I've never really heard a woman say, hey, you know, I'm feeling you like I can't give him what he needs and what he wants and da 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 da. Maybe after he tells them at the end and why he broke up with her. But, you know, during the relationship when it mattered most, I don't really hear women have these conversations. Well, this is what he needs. This is what I asked him, and da 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 da. Is this realistic? Like, nah, women don't really care at a high level.
I think no. Okay, so I'm gonna stop you right there, because, and the funny thing is, I was having this conversation with Tolu on his podcast. It's on the podcast for all of you guys who want to hear that conversation, do check him out. But he did ask that question. And I did say that I think most women do ask, what does a guy want? She may not have directly asked him in that way. She may have found ways to figure out what he wants and what he might need. But to verbatimly say, hey, what is it that you want and need? I don't think a lot of women do that. But I do think that they do try to find out in other ways. Now, is that the best? No. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it is. You can find, listen, I can ask you a question and get my answer without being direct.
That's a tactic that you would use on a child. Yeah. But not when you're talking to a grown man. You have to ask him directly so he can give you a direct answer. Look, y'all don't really, if women are still out here thinking that we want a woman with a degree, y'all don't know. Y'all need to listen and ask straight up. If y'all think that we care about what we want is a career-oriented woman, y'all don't know. That you can't say that you have you can find out in the no, because now you have to ask us straight up. And every man is different. A lot of times y'all think, women think that, and pardon me when I say y'all, I'm not really including you, but I'm just, you know, women just keep thinking that they know, and they get their knowledge of what they know from other women. That's ass backwards. That's why we're working. All right. If women are asking what men want, then why are there all these problems? That's the thing.
Right.
Someone's got to switch up their tactics. it would behoove women to be the ones to do it instead of blaming us for everything. Like switch it up a little bit. Ask what we want, put yourselves and stop giving us too much power. That's the other problem. Because of this whole feminist movement and stuff like that, women be giving up their power to men in places that they don't need to. Yes, I understand that some places women don't have it, but women keep telling themselves that, then they sacrifice their own power because they think, oh, feminism, patriarchy. No, women have a lot of power, and they don't recognize it, or they give it up to the men, and they get wrapped up in blaming the men for every single thing. Like, damn, sis, like, where's your power? Where's your control? So where are the ways that women can take control and get the results that they want? Look, I'm telling you, Jennifer, this joint be killing me. These beautiful women, fine, gorgeous women, goodness gracious, they don't be with nobody. They're just beautiful. I'm talking about 8, 9, 10 pluses. And I just be like, oh, you're killing me. You know, so I want that. That's what I want to see. I want to see more Black women married and in happy relationships.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I think we need to see more of that. But I think also, like, where, you know, we have kept Kevin Samuel here, who's using his platform to kind of bring that harsh truth to women, in particular Black women, I think the same conversation should be had with men and not coming from a woman.
It always goes back to the men.
No, I'm not saying that it always goes back to the men, but I think if we're going to be completely honest here, right, and just say, like, listen, like, there's some areas from a woman's point of view that, you know, that needs to shape up, that needs to get sorted out, the same thing has that same level of energy has to be applied to men, because they're both going to be in a relationship, and you can't fix one side without fixing the other, or you can't air out one side and say, like, this is it. I'm not saying that men are the common denominator here in terms of issues.
Generally,
I'm not saying that. I understand that. No, I understand that. And what I'm saying is my thing is this, is that I want a male to speak to a male, not a woman to speak to a male, because it's not deemed as effective.
Men do that.
What makes Kevin?
Here's the thing.
No, men do that. Men do know. You know what? Men do that privately.
Yeah,
that's the difference. No, I'm not saying that that doesn't matter. But I think what happens is that women can get on these platforms, and it's all wet, and especially when it's coming from a male, it's very public. Right. The reason why that video of Your Average at Best triggered so many women, because it was public at best. Now, he did say he was going to prove a point. Well,
here's the
and
problem,
make her,
Jennifer,
you know.
He does this night after night. She wasn't special, like, honestly. And
I know she wasn't special, but that's what brought, for those who did not know who he was and his platform. See, you knew who he was before, so you were accustomed to the level of content and the level of advice he gave to women. But for people who did not know who this man was, and this was their first interaction with him, it was shocking.
It is shocking.
It was very much shocking. Not saying that what he said. I know, and I'm not saying, I understand all of that. And what I'm saying is that you don't necessarily see that from a male point of view towards a male. And I'm saying that all those honest, deep dive conversations that male have about, you know what, bro, like, that shit was foul that you did to her or whatever, that happens privately. But when it comes to women, most of the time, it is public. Hence this reason right here. He had given, no, listen, he did give her the option to go private. She refused that because she was selfish and she wanted what she wanted. So to her, that was on her. And I do not discredit, you know, Kevin for doing what he did. But most of the time, a lot of female advice, especially if it's coming from, you know, the same sex, is always public. All I'm saying is Let's give the same energy. If a man can tell a woman where she lacks in terms of characteristics and qualities or whatever standard to meet X, Y, and Z type of guy, that's fair play. Listen, and that's why he gets a lot of female, listeners and callers, is because we do want to hear a
Yes.
male perspective, right? We don't want to hear our female friends, because most of the time our female friends are in the same fucking position, and we will be like, sis,
Yeah.
it's okay, sis, it's all right, sis, da da da. Sometimes we don't need that. Sometimes we do want to hear that because, we want to hear that. It's comforting. But sometimes when we want the harsh truth,
Yeah.
we will seek our male friend, our male cousin, our male whoever to
Yeah.
get some straight
Exactly.
advice. And that's why, that's great. But what I'm also saying, on the flip side, it will also be great to have a platform where a male can also speak to males. I know Tony Gaskin kind of
Right.
does that for males sometime, and I really appreciate his I appreciate, you know what? Out of all the content that I appreciate Tony Gaskin, because he is 100% truthful, and he's funny as hell. He says the same thing that Kevin Samuel does, but the difference is his delivery is different. But the harsh truth
All right,
is
so
still there.
Kevin Samuel,
His
then don't listen to Kevin
delivery is
Samuels.
different.
I don't know.
No. I'm not saying no. Listen, I listen to everybody, because at the end of the day, I don't mind hearing people's critiques, people's feedback. Because you know what? Some things that Kevin Samuel said, I'm like, oof, okay, yeah, that triggered me. Why did that trigger me? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, why did that trigger me? But it triggered me because there was some truth there. So I had to unpack that. But then I had to sit down to myself. And before, I was like, no, you know what? And the thing is, I will listen. I listen. I have listened to this man for a good solid 6 weeks now, and I'm talking about all his content. I have absorbed all of his content. I was literally just listening to his one about single women and why they don't deserve high value men.
Single women, single mother.
And sorry, not single women, single mothers, sorry. Single mothers and why they don't deserve high value men. Right? And as a mom myself, just hearing
Wait,
that,
well,
I
hold
was
on.
like,
Okay,
oh my
Devil,
goodness,
hold on.
like,
All right, wait, hold on. I want to
okay.
distinguish something though, and language is tricky, and I'm with the words. All right, so there's a difference between deserve and then can get. Now you, Jennifer, as a I'm biased. You as a single mom, you can get a high value man. Like, I'm biased. So he's not necessarily, I don't think he would
Right.
be talking about you. Again, if they're generalities. If it ain't you, I get it. Generally speaking, that you shouldn't feel like you deserve one. Like, you deserve.
Yeah, I don't
Yeah,
think
and I
anyone
think that's the
deserves
point.
anything,
That's
right?
the only point. And I
And
know
that's
it
full
seems a
stop.
little discouraging. Women take it like so such like in like he's speaking in absolutes. Now, you can be a woman, a single mom, and get a hive. You can, but don't think that you're entitled to that. I think that's more what he's saying. I
Right.
don't know if I saw that episode. I think I may have started it, but yeah, I would say the same thing. Like, you don't deserve a high value man, but if you get one, good for you, sis. And you can, like, Jennifer, I would want that for you. She you should have whatever you want. But again, but also too, you're in, I feel like this is maybe, I don't know if it's too much, but I just feel like you're in a better position than some of these women. You ain't go I hopefully you don't rank yourself as a five. Right.
Oh God,
Exactly.
no. Not even on my
Well,
worst
that's what I'm
day. No,
saying.
of
And
course not.
your shape, you got, I think from what I can remember, you got a nice shape. I mean, you look good. Like, it's not absurd. Like, if you were to say that, I wouldn't be like, yo, that's absurd, right? All right, yeah, you may have a little
Right.
hurdle because you do have a child. And again, this remember we talked about this on the last joint. I mean,
Yeah.
that's a real hurdle even for
Yeah,
the average
we
man. So
did.
let alone a dude who's making that much money. It's a hurdle, but it's not like the end all be all what he.
Yeah, it's not, you know, game over.
It's game over if you're a five or six.
It's not.
You can't be a five or six and have a kid already. Like, nah, that's too many.
Right. No, right. And you know, he had an episode about, you know, is your weight you know, keeping you. And I know five and six is not only just from a face point of view, but it's also from, you know, a body ranking point of view. And I had to do that episode, and that was my last episode. And, you know, as much as this is touchy in some regards, it's true. Men are very visual, right? And I think once we as women understand that, and I think for me is when he says, you know, are you a size four? You know? And it's like, okay, well, my body can't naturally get to a size four. My smallest I have ever been is a six. My body is naturally comfortable at an eight. If I go to a 10, I start to feel uncomfortable because I'm like, I still look good at a 10, but I'm just like, I don't, you know, like, uh-huh. This is not me at my best, right? But at my smallest, I'm a US 6. But he would go, how tall are you? I'm 5'4" and a half, 5'5". And I'm like, okay, I'm a size 8. Too big. Even though if you physically look at me, I'm not.
But look. Every man,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not, but he'll go
because he does that to other women. He'd be like, how tall are you? She'd be like 5'8", like 170. I'd be like, ooh, she sound thick. I like that, you know? So it's a preference thing, but you know, it's a preference thing, right? Not every man is gonna think exactly like he does, but generally he's using data from probably hundreds of men that he's encountered, right? So the higher up you go, the more pretentious those guys get, probably, because they can demand that because they make $300,000 a year, right? So they can be that picky, but most men aren't that picky. Like me, I kind of like a little thickness because I'm skinny. What we gonna do if we both skinny? Start a fire, you know? Like that's not me. But you know, so I mean, that's what I'm saying. The other thing too is like a lot of women just stop taking it personal. If people didn't take it personal, and if all these simp men didn't, you know, agree with the backlash, you know, you got men, because men need to stand up. Because I mean, honestly, the perspective that I'm sure he understands, Kevin Samuels, is like there's this war against men, and so. It's not to say that we're against women, but it's like, you know, Kevin Samuels isn't against women. He's not one of those dudes, but it's like, he's a stand-up dude. And we got to hear men without backbones caping for women because they're trying to get some girls or they want to be, you know, whatever. I don't know what the problem is, but there's nothing wrong with the man to just stand up and say the truth. Kevin Samuels wouldn't be disrespectful. He's not disrespectful to all of his callers. He's only disrespectful when disrespected. And we need to recognize that. If we got men out here saying, oh, he shouldn't have did this and he shouldn't have did that. First of all, we shouldn't even be discussing that because the truth is more important than your freaking feelings. But, you know, we shouldn't be feeding into that. This, because then it gives more people, especially women, ammunition to focus on his delivery, which isn't as important. Because if it was me, I mean, I would have lost my patience. Again, she sent a whole text message while he was talking to her. How disrespectful is that? I mean, come on. He didn't even say anything about that. Like, you see what I'm saying? He sat there and he took all types of disrespect from her. And if you are, as a man, if you can't see the problem with that, then, you know, you've got work to do.
No, I do think that was disrespectful, but I also think that was a defense mechanism for her because I could tell she was getting emotional. She only did it when he was triggering something. And if you see, because she wasn't on it all the time, anytime he had touched a pain point for her, she instantly went to her phone because then number one, that distracted her, that redirected her emotions that she was feeling at the time, because she knew she was cammed up. right? So she was trying to redirect what she was thinking, what she was feeling, because she didn't want to seem bothered by something that definitely was bothering her. Hence the reason why she looked down, and that her looking down gave her reason. Well, her phone gave her reason to look down, so you could not see, how she was truly feeling. And then when she felt like she had mustered and gathered herself together, she then looked up. So while that was coming across as disrespectful, it was also a shielding and protecting thing for her, because when I watched it, like, I just knew when she was being, when he touched something, because she would just, oh, here's the phone, and she would look down, and I could tell. And
What was going
so I can see it from both, I can see it from
right.
both
I'm
sides,
going
but
point. What you're
it is
doing is
disrespectful.
justifying her
There's no
disrespect, but
ifs,
then
ands, or buts
we won't
about
do
it.
the same for Kevin. That's exactly
No, see, that's the thing is,
that's
I'm not
exactly
trying to
what you're doing,
justify.
Jennifer. You
I'm
just said
trying
all
to
day.
put some, I mean, well, no, because I, no, I'm not justifying, because I did say,
Yeah.
I have said it was disrespectful.
But we
I've
won't
just
say
said,
for Kevin.
I've said it
But the
twice,
thing is,
that
we
that
won't
level
sit there for Kevin.
was
We won't be like, oh,
disrespectful.
well, he had to endure this and this, and she called on the wrong day, and then
I did. No, I said, no, listen, the thing is, I never said that he was wrong in anything that he did, because he did say, I'm going to make
right, because
a
she knows
point out of
women be
all
calling
of
like that.
this.
Women do it.
And
They do it so much. You've seen this. Like they do.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. I wasn't surprised. I wasn't surprised after I was listening to the, because I had to do it backwards. That was my first time, Kevin Samuels. I had never heard of this man before. So when I watched that video, I was like, oh my God. Even in the beginning, I was like, sis,
Right.
just get off. Just like, get off. In my head, when she was like, oh, well, I was
Right.
just like, get off. He's made it clear this is not the topic. He did say, but if you do want to speak to me, it will require, excuse me, some coins. But I will be reachable. But she was so
Right.
insistent
So
on
then,
having her way. That to
right.
me, I was like,
And that was just that.
sis, come on now. So I was already, that was already bad. But when he said, all right, cool, you want to just carry on? All right. I'm gonna make a point out of you. I already knew it was gonna go disrespectful off the rip. Once he said, I already knew it was going to kill. But because I did not know how he gives advice and his truth, it was like jarring a little bit, right? And I did feel, even though she had put herself in that situation, I did feel for her. And the only reason why I felt for her, because this was on a platform, a big platform. Now, if he had done, if no, listen, no, listen.
She walked it.
She, even though she, no, this is what I'm saying. Even though she put herself there, so I'm not taking away the fact is that she caused this, I could still empathize with her being on that stage and being critiqued in the way that she was being critiqued. Now, I didn't say that the critique wasn't justified, but as a woman being on here and being told you're average at best, even though she did say that herself, just to hear that regurgitated again, and you're on here because you are seeking a male to tell you if you could get a different type of male that you're not necessarily accustomed to, that
Well,
hurts,
and
okay?
she wasn't listening. Now, again, if see, this is what people don't understand, because people do this to me all the time, and that's why it's frustrating. People will accuse me of being mean or say that I'm throwing shots at them, right? But the whole time, when I was saying it in a nice way, when I was saying it in a calm way, you wanted to combat me and fight me and fight me on it. And then I clap back, and then now I'm the bad guy. See, people do. That's why I relate to Kevin, and I don't really got no sympathy for her, because all right, maybe a little empathy, but not really, because she got on there. She knew what she was doing, so I can't even really have empathy. She didn't seem like, it's not like she was crying. Like, she didn't seem like that upset. She knew what it was, and she knew it was the truth. But the thing is, he didn't really start saying anything mean until she started not listening to him, not taking any advice, and saying, well, but this, well, but that. Like, come on, you just got on, you on my show, and you asked me for advice, but you're not gonna take it. as this I really it's a again, when you have a high sense of etiquette and respect and demand for respect, you're not gonna take those things lightly. So I get it that like it was jarring and it was rough. It was rough. Would he say get a dog because you're gonna die alone? I mean, yeah, that's harsh. But I mean, look, the harsh reality is harsh realities. Okay, you think if you 1 in 4 black women in America are gonna get married, this is what you're facing. But you sitting here trying to tell Kevin what men want. Did I matter of fact, didn't she say something? She said something crazy. She said something, I think she said something like, younger women don't want an older man. Was that the same one?
No, that's someone else. That was somebody
Right, you saw that one. All right, but this is
else.
the type of craziness women are saying to him night in and night out. Of course, after certain you it's not like he starts off disrespectful. It's like after hearing these, this is what I'm saying, like again, because people do this to me, it's really frustrating because it's like, all right, I said something nice to you 3 different 4 different ways, but unfortunately, people don't respond until it's negative. People don't respond until it's negative. That's why the whole joint went viral, because it's negative. It didn't go viral. None of his positive videos went viral. He's been doing this for a little while. He's been making videos for a minute, actually, years. None of his positive videos, but people just responded negativity. So I mean, you know, until we change that, there's lots of positive, like you said, there's other positive people saying positive things to women. If that's what women want to hear, all right, make that go viral. But it's obviously not. Thousands of women be calling, you know, or listening to the show, calling into Kevin, because he's going, if he needs to, he'll just say it in a way that's straight up and blunt. You know, so people just got to get off this whole trying to call, you know, say what's right, if he did right or wrong. I mean, all right, what, I don't think he was wrong. Wrong would have been to just really call her out her name, or really tell her she ain't, he ain't do none of that. I mean, come on, man. That's when I would be like, all right, it's wrong. But if he just said, you know, you're gonna die alone, and like you're not listening to me, and you know, get the F off my phone. I mean, that's light. And if you had to sit there, I don't like to be disrespected, so I put myself in his shoes, not just her shoes. And if I, when I put myself in her shoes, look, she called in. He ain't call her. She called in on the wrong day. She called in not to listen. She called in with unrealistic expectations. She called, what did, I mean, she has, he had every right to tell her to get the F off his phone when I think about it like that. But that's, but I know I'm alone. I mean, I'm not alone, but I know I'm one of the few people, you know, everybody want to be mad at him.
That's the thing, though. So for me, I'm not mad at him because, as I said, I think what he's saying is true.
Yeah.
Now, I
Your women
think some.
counterparts agree with you? Like, what percentage? What percentage of your women friends agree with you think?
Not a lot. Do you know why? Not a lot. And I think it's because,
Because you're more
little.
introspective, Jennifer. You're more thoughtful. You're very intelligent. You listen. You're willing to hear people out. You took the time to go listen to all his other videos. You didn't just react to a 10-minute. You seem to have emotional intelligence. These are the qualities that men of high standards really like. And I'm gonna take out high value. I'm gonna say high standards. That's what, these are the qualities. At least, all right, we don't have to agree, but can you at least just listen to what I'm saying? That's the problem with the woman on the video. He wasn't even listening to Kevin. You can do these things. You have these traits. Those are the, to me personally, those are the traits that men are really looking for, that men really care about. You ain't gonna hear no woman call up there and say, I'm emotionally intelligent, unfortunately, which is weird.
No. But do you know why? I think a lot of, just to answer some of your questions on why I think some women haven't, gravitated towards Kevin and his quote unquote truth, is because most of the time is they see themselves in some of these women that call in. And especially when he's very much clear, like, listen, your market value sexually is going to be based off attraction. And that level of attraction comes down to, number one, how do you physically look facially and your body? And most women struggle. If you know, I mean, listen, there's not a lot you can do with your what God has physically given you, structural, facial structure wise. Now, there's different ways you can enhance that, yes, for sure. if you don't have money to get, fillers and real hard plastic surgery, you have makeup. Now, you have makeup skills that you can look at YouTube, go to a makeup artist, all of these things to try to enhance that, beauty. But then it comes down to your shape, right? That's something we can all personally control. Without enhancements and plastic surgery and things like that. And most of the time, weight for women is a very touchy subject. I have said this time and time again. I personally had to deal with my weight when I was dealing with someone who was just no good, stressing me out, and I was emotionally eating. But I realized what was triggering me to be unhealthy, right? And the minute I realized what it was and I dropped that dead weight, literally the weight came off me and I fell in love with working out. 'Cause I ran in school. I was always active. I always played sports. So for me, I didn't necessarily have to be weight conscious. Like I knew I was a bit chubby when, I was younger, but the minute I started doing sports, like for a very long time, I didn't have to consider my weight because my, working out was looped in to my sport related training, right? So I didn't really have to think about it like that. The minute I went to college, and you get your freshman 15, and then you start dating, and then life and how you kind of handle, negative situations, I realized that I was an emotional eater. And then once I realized that and was like, you know what, I need to let this thing go because it's hurting me in more ways than one. I went back into the thing that I love, which was training, right? And when I work out and I get into that pace, my need to want to eat is suppressed. And it's not suppressed because I'm intentionally suppressing because I'm on a diet. It's just that's how my body works. I don't need a lot of food, right?
So you know these
But that,
things are good.
but Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But that requires, that's what I'm saying. That requires you being kind of intuitive with yourself and knowing that. But what I'm saying is a lot of people struggle, well, a lot of women and people in general, but mostly women struggle with their weight, right? Like even now in this pandemic, like I'm a US 10 now, where 3, 4 months ago, I was a US 8,
Yeah,
right?
you think.
The 10 still looks good. But for me, that's not where I want to be, right? So now I've put in a plan together. I've kind of eaten myself and I've kind of relaxed and enjoyed food and sometimes the food was medicating me in different ways, and then I realized like, you know what? Okay, I'm done now. There's no need to be in this place anymore. And now I'm actively going to work on getting back down to the size I was pre, not even pre-COVID, like literally in September, October. Do you know what I mean? But when a man is telling you that you, before even knowing that your education, before knowing that you have a great person, no, listen, yeah, and your finances, and you have a great personality, and you are loving, and you are kind, and you are outgoing and adventurous. Before he knows any of that, he's looking at your face and your body. And most women, that is a hard pill to swallow. And it validates the rejection that they may have faced countless times. And that's hard to sit with. It is. It's hard to sit with, but it's something that needs to be said. So that's why I'm like, thank you. It needs to be said because if you do not, if you keep getting babied, you're not going anywhere. The minute somebody told me, like, I lost, well, they didn't even tell me, but you can kind of sense I was no longer attracted to you because you look like this. I shaped my ass up because I was like, you're not even that good looking, if we're gonna be completely honest. But the fact is that you had the mouth to say that to me because of how I look. Nah, never. Okay? Because in my best day, I will spend loops around you. Look at like, yeah, but that's not something that women want to hear because that's sensitive. And I think a lot of women instantly put him off, because then that's when they start going into kind of those external exceptions. Well, I have a great personality. Well, I'm PhD.
Of
Well, I
course.
have
No,
this. Well, I
see,
have
here's the thing.
that.
You got to keep it in context. Like, when you take it out of context, yeah, it sounds offensive, but the context is that you're coming in saying that 90% of the men aren't, or let me not say it like that. You're coming in saying that you want only 10% of the men out there. That's the thing. That's the only reason it matters. And that's what he was saying too. Like, okay, well, what's wrong with being average? There's nothing wrong with that. He's not knocking women for their weight. He's not doing that. He's not body shaming or anything, but it's just like, all right, if you come in, you want the top 10% of men, then you should probably look like the top 20% of women. Like, that's not even unfair at all. In at the least, it's not even close to unfair. It's very logical and rational and helpful. It's really good advice. It's not to shame anybody. It's really actually really good advice. If you're just average, fine, that's okay. Get with an average dude. You know, so I think that's it. And you, but see, you got your head on right. You should do an episode about that, like how your journey and your thing with weight. That's the thing, women, that's a real analysis. Like, women will benefit more from hearing stuff like that rather than hearing like someone's shaming them for their weight. Nah, what are you dealing with? You deal with comfortable
Yeah, no,
people.
and no, I completely agree. And I no, so I have done that. So my last episode, which you guys should check out, I did explore that, because as I said, I've been at my heaviest. I haven't been in that type of space for a good solid 8, 9 years. But yeah, I know what that was
Yeah.
like. And then also, I know what it's like to be at my
Right,
slimmest,
right, right.
okay? And now I'm at a good, comfortable, solid, as I said, 8'10", which is what my body naturally just kind of gravitates to. And I'm happy with that. I'm happy with how I look in that space. I've never been less than a size US 6, but I've gone, anyways, you know what? You want to know how much bigger I was at some point? Listen to my last episode. But yeah, but sometimes we need to be completely 100% honest and frank with each other. And I think sometimes as women, we don't, and especially if we have personal relationships with these women, you don't want to hurt your friend, because at the end of the day, that's your friend. But then sometimes you see yourself in some of these situations and scenarios, and it's hard. It's hard to hear that a man does not want you because you are not in the best shape of your life, especially if you know that
Right.
yourself. That's like a double whammy.
That's
That's
tough.
like, damn, like it's tough. It is tough
It
to
is.
hear. But it depends on how you then use that information. Are you going to use that information to transform yourself to be the best you can be? And the best, you don't have to be a US 4. Just be the best you that your body can
Right.
naturally
And
get
there's
to.
always going to be a
That's
man who
it.
loves you. It doesn't, we. That stuff is superficial. When you talk about superficial, dude, you're right. Just love yourself. That's the most important thing, I think. Just love yourself and love where you're at, and a man will love you. Like, all that stuff fades away when you love yourself, you know. But anyway, yeah, let's
Okay.
yeah, we could be talking
I
forever.
agree.
We
We
could be talking
can, we
forever.
can. We definitely can. And I will definitely have you back, Osa, on that. But I just want to wrap up this episode, because I feel like we have gotten into so much already, and we're an hour and 39 minutes in. But I mean, and that was off of two questions. I haven't even asked you the rest. But I will definitely get you back on again, because as I said, it's always good having
Yeah,
you
thank
on
you. It's
here.
good to be here. The show.
No, definitely. Can you tell people where they can find you on social media?
Yeah, I'm on the gram, Instagram at Osa the Healer. That's OSA the Healer, THEHEALER. And then, also on YouTube, and osathehealer.com. But I'm
Definitely, definitely. So you guys definitely check him out. As this drops, you already know you will find him on Instagram. Definitely check him out on YouTube. He is also a musician and a rapper, and he has some dope stuff. He's a lyricist, he's a poet. It's just all around good vibes
Yeah.
with OSAT. So definitely check him out on Instagram. Definitely check him out on YouTube. Subscribe, like his content as well. And for this episode, guys, that's it. See you guys next
Peace.
week.